For those who are here this morning, when we listened to the Passion in the Gospel of Mark, or if you were here last Sunday, you heard the same account. The Passion that we've just heard from John's Gospel is so different. It's just as brutal, just as horrible. It fills us still with this deep compassion for the innocent one suffering. And yet Jesus is a man in control. He is rightly the King. He is rightly the one who invites us into life as no one else in human history has ever been able to do. Because it's Jesus alone who is able to do all this. Because he's not just a man, but he is the Son of God. He is in union with the Father and the Holy Spirit in the Trinity. And so uniquely, he's able to offer us this hope. The final words that Jesus says from the cross in the Gospel of John are, it is finished, it is completed, it is consummated. And it's the whole of the Hebrew Scriptures, the whole of that sense of longing to be made right with God, all of that desire that we have, all of those recognitions that we experience when we know our own sin, when we stuff things up, when we get it wrong, and we're longing to make sense of that. We're longing to be made right. Even people who don't believe in God, even people who have rejected all that institutional Christianity has offered, still have this sense of this disjuncture, this sense of a fracture within their hearts. They still know the reality of sin. It's named in all kinds of different ways in human society, whether it's addiction, whether it's other forms of failure, whether it's the breakdown in relationships, whether it's those things that we say that we wish we hadn't. And yet, we don't know how to deal with it. We don't know how to fix that problem, how to solve that thirst. But Jesus alone was able to do that. And Jesus alone was able to take that final cup. He was able to drink the cup of the outpouring of God's wrath upon himself. He did it so that we didn't have to. He drank that so that we were able to find our freedom and our liberation. He drank that cup in order that we might be saved, in order that God would look at us now, not as our sins behold us, but according to the righteousness and the grace and the compassion and the goodness and the love that Jesus offered, that Jesus experienced, and that Jesus so freely pours upon us. That's why John alone also offers that profound reflection about what happened when the soldiers pierced his side. The blood and water flowed from there, and the fathers of the church saw in that these two symbols, the water being of baptism, the blood of the Eucharist, uniting us and reconciling us through the sacraments of the church, through this opportunity to encounter this grace and this goodness for ourselves. And so we lament, yes, that Jesus has died, but we're offered this salvation, because in that death, all of our sin, all of our failures, all of our guilt is finished. Everything has been completed because Jesus said yes to life, to love, and ultimately to God in dying on the cross, so that we have this profoundly good news. We have this profound possibility of life with God that begins now, that begins the moment that we accept him, the moment that we say yes to God. Everything in our lives change. Everything is different because he has loved us and freed us, and we're able to be the resurrection people.